10 years ago today, NATO planes led by the United States began bombing Serbia. The airstrikes were aimed at forcing Serb troops out of Kosovo, then a province of Serbia where the majority wanted independence and were rebelling against Serb rule. In the middle of the Clinton administration, it was a foreign policy crisis that gripped the world. Liljana Smilovic, former editor of the Serbian daily newspaper Politika, joins us from Belgrade. First of all, Liljana, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
What is the legacy 10 years on of what was certainly the biggest challenge in foreign policy of the Clinton administration, but almost seems like a footnote today?
Well, the legacy has been eclipsed by the fact that a year ago, Kosovo was recognized by the United States and by practically all of the NATO countries that joined in the bombing of Serbia. So to Serbs, the bombing was bad enough. But now there's been insult added to injury because 10 years ago when the war ended, Serbia's sovereignty over Kosovo was still enshrined in the UN resolution that ended the conflict. Now that's gone away, that cover for the operation. So for Serbs, retroactively, 10 years ago, the bombing was only a prelude from taking away their territory from them.
And is the situation politically stable between Kosovo and Serbia, or do Serbians broadly believe that that territory will eventually be returned to Serbia?
I am not sure that Serbs believe it will be returned to them, but I think that they resent deeply all the countries that have recognized Kosovo. I saw today that Reuters said that the relations between Kosovo and Serbia are acrimonious, and that really is an understatement. But I think Serbs are resigned for the most part that they will never be present in Kosovo again as a sovereign country. What they are not resigned to is this sense of injustice and that they have been dealt a bad card by the international community.
Well, but what of the charges that motivated the war and the NATO airstrikes of ethnic cleansing, of a systematic policy on the part of Serbia to rewrite the borders and the sort of ethnic mix in Kosovo? Where does that stand, and how public are those accusations?
You see, Kosovo was a part of Serbia when the NATO bombing started, and Bill Clinton said that the idea was not to take territory or sovereignty away from Serbia, that the idea, in fact, was to prevent a humanitarian tragedy and to stop the ethnic cleansing. So the humanitarian intervention was really like the main rationale for the bombing. However, the bombing caused a huge humanitarian disaster and caused 800,000 people to leave Kosovo and go to Albania and Macedonia. So to Serbs, the purported motive, the stated rationale of Bill Clinton and NATO countries was a fake one. They felt, in one sentence, the Serbs feel that there was no genocide in Kosovo as Bill Clinton had claimed as he started bombing, just like there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Although George Bush had claimed that when he started bombing Iraq.
Although, while I never saw weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, I did visit refugee camps in Albania and Kosovo that, were horrific stories of ethnic cleansing and brutality at the hands of the Serbs once the bombing took place. Do you think that there will ever be peace between Serbia and Kosovo at this point? And we just have a few seconds.
At some point, there's probably going to be peace. But I think the Albanian sense that they have been brutalized and victimized by the Serbs, and the Serbs feeling that NATO acted as a cavalry for
that bitterness has become the legacy. Liljana Smilovic, former editor of the Serbian daily newspaper Politika, thanks so much for joining us from the BBC studios in Belgrade.